Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. Coming to you from the UCB Theater on Tuesday, January 28th, 2014, Wolf of Wall Street fight Terminator 2 Judgment Day. From the Corrections Department in the Build a Title game from last Saturday's show in Sweet Home San Diego. I should have accepted Oklahoma Much Ado About Nothing. Apologies to Brian Redban, and apologies to Put Your Hands Together. Please welcome, you guys ready back there? Okay. Please welcome Rory Scovel, Matt Bronger, and TJ Miller. Guys, it's so great to see you. It's great to see you eventually.
Oh my goodness. Oh God. Well, no, I know. I have a beard, but you guys are. No. You guys really did.
Matt, use your microphone voice.
Sorry, Beard's Kiss.
He kept saying Beard's Kiss. And what's your problem, TJ?
Well, just that the second we came out here, you know, Rory and Matt kind of like tenderly embraced and kissed, and then I was
For everyone listening, that's not true. That's not true.
Also,
we
for everyone
sat down
listening,
like professional gentlemen, and
shook
we
hands.
Were preparing to compete in a movie competition.
And also, for everyone listening, that's the weirdest lie a human being can start out by saying. Which is that the other two panelists kissed and tenderly hugged. But Rory, you've called me out. It's true.
That's what we're saying.
It was all bullshit.
Yep.
It was going to be a larger chess game like House of Cards, but at the end of it, that billionaire is in his heavy set.
We'll be right back with more of Beard Science.
Beard Science.
A panel show with beards and science.
What is happening with pop culture that we all have beards? Because all four of us have beards. Matt looks the best. No.
No.
You have a great.
No offense, Rory.
No offense, because your beard looks great.
Did you include yourself in the Matt looks the best?
Yes.
Or was it just down to the two of us?
Buddy, look at me. I look like Jesus got in a really bad breakup 8 months ago. I look like a guy who's like, hey, you want to smoke weed? And you're like, yeah. He's like, cool, you got any? Yeah, don't come at me with that one. Your hair matches your beard perfectly. It's beautiful. You also wear a beard very well. Why is everybody wearing beards now?
I'm shaving mine off tomorrow.
You are, really?
Yeah. I think that's why
you
it
are?
Looks the best, because it's at its peak and it's about to
leave.
Oh,
it knows it's on the way out.
I think it's because it looks distinguished.
Oh, yeah.
You have to have a beard that looks like who you are. Rory, I think yours is a little unruly, but meticulous.
Every
hair on your head.
My beard is that shittiest of beard that's well trimmed, so I look like that asshole from Die Hard that's like, Hans, Bubby, I'm your white knight. I'm that guy that gets shot, does a bunch of coke and gets shot. That's his life. That's a good beard. That's a great beard description.
Also an excellent epitaph. Did a bunch of coke and died.
It was shot.
That's his life. Oh, it was shot. Sorry. Oh,
I bark. Just saw him today, and he plays the asshole dad of the girl that's mean to Carrie in the Carrie remake.
And oh, he's still working?
His name is Hart Bachner. So for the prize bag...
Doug wins.
You knew that one.
He won.
For the prize bag, I brought a copy of Gateway Doug, of course, and a t-shirt from a thing called... what's it called?
Budcast.
Yeah, Budcast Podcast. So I assume that's about
marijuana.
And I got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. TJ Miller's here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me. I apologize in advance for the abrasive nature of my comedy.
And what'd you bring for the prize bag?
I brought my passport holder.
Okay, let's get that in there. Toss it right into the prize bag right in front of everybody.
Make sure you take your passport out first.
There you go.
Don't.
There's a lot. There's take a lot out, more than just your passport.
Take out your driver's your license and your holder. Receipts too.
It seems more like it wouldn't. Some people call that your wallet.
I get it, Doug. You guys, you fucking fancy schmancy assholes, have wallets and passport holders. Well, welcome to the fucking real world, where all you have is a passport holder that was given to you by a woman that broke your heart.
But really, put it in the bag, badass motherfucker.
So but really, you had broken hers, and you had broken your own before you even met. There you go.
So it's cursed. Enjoy. Whoever wins that one, enjoy. It's cursed. Instant heartache.
That's Matt Bronger, everybody.
Hey. Thank you. Hey, no.
Oh, this is nice. I like the way it feels.
Well, then why don't you take it and give them something of your own?
I did give them some, well, anyway. Matt, do you have anything for the prize bag?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
I brought a white vinyl copy of Shovel Fighter.
Shut the fuck up. Look at this. Look at that. Look at that guy in a white linen suit. I would fuck that till I died.
Thanks, Teach. He's
sitting right next to you.
I mean, where did you shoot that? How did you find so much foliage?
Griffith Park.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Jesus, God.
It's just based on those 70s albums where there's a guy in a pristine suit in the middle of the woods. And you're like, how did you get there? Were you airlifted in? You know? How is your suit undusty?
Betty, those albums were based on that picture. It's amazing.
Rory Scovel, what do you have for the prize bag?
All right.
The great Rory Scovel.
I forgot to bring something, but remembered that I have $15 left on this Apple Card.
All right. That's a good prize.
So get in the Apple and start fitting in with the other people.
Listen, I don't want to obviously talk about this right now, but...
Don't. If you're trying to tell secrets, don't say in the mic.
Listen, I didn't realize that Rory didn't bring anything, and so I also hadn't brought anything. So I gave the passport holder. Actually, my grandmother gave me that when she was dying. Like, as she died, she handed me that passport holder. So I was wondering if I could
trade.
Are
you trying to say I'm just saying that you would like to have the vinyl copy of Shovel Fighter?
You motherfucker!
Because I'll give you that, but the passport thing's staying in the bag as punishment.
But here's the thing. See this bow tie? This was given to me by my grandfather as he died, and he was a real piece of shit. I mean, he's...
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying
you're going to give that instead of the passport?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
I'll trade that.
You know what? I actually got that Apple card from a friend. We were holding on to each other like in Cliffhanger. And when he slipped, he had actually passed me that card as he fell. And I should, I should think about this.
That's Rory, the question is, do you have a bow tie? Doug, give him your V-neck sweater. Give it to him.
Shit. Doug, that's actually a Bob Seger album. That's not even me.
Signed.
I feel like an asshole.
Signed, sealed, and delivered Bob Seger album that had been just cropped a little bit on all sides to be able to fit and do
I
the
take
cover.
A picture of my face on
it
his body.
It was expensive.
So the winner tonight can enjoy a Budcast t-shirt. Everybody has taken back their prizes. So I kind of assumed that that would take a while, what we just did, that portion of the show. And so I've got right here on this piece of paper, let the games begin. Let's play some games.
Let's do it.
Yeah. One game in particular, the Leonard Mull game. And if there's time at the end, we'll play another game or something. But
build a title.
Let's check out the name. There's such massive name tags over here that they're blocking the rest of the audience.
Put in pressure.
That's good defense.
Lauren the Pooh. I like that.
That's good poster defense.
Jason needs moms. That's kind of a pervy, pervy title.
And be likey. Yeah.
All right. Well, while those guys pick the name tags, we're going to take this quick commercial break. We'll be right back. And we're back. Who are you playing for, TJ?
The State of the Union. Yep. And later on, I'll tell you who he thinks the biggest shithead is.
So Ryan, go ahead and put a bleep on the on that what
do
he
you
just
mean?
Said.
I'm playing for
the first time at the end. It'll be fun.
I'm playing for the State of the Union. And later on, we'll tell you if they win.
They're not supposed to say
who they think
for.
The world's biggest shithead is.
Don't tell them.
So this is for the State of the Union, or as I call them, SOTU, SOTU.
So many bleeps.
Wait till you hear his shithead.
All right. So his name's some random dude. I'll just put this down here.
Can't believe you blew it.
Oh my God! I've been looking for my Vine app all this time. I can't concentrate. All right, so that's who TJ's playing for. Who you play for, Matt?
So I can say this part, but not the back, yeah? We're talking
about.
Okay, I'm playing for, hello, my name is Erica Montoya. I think it's supposed to be Enrique. You killed my father, prepare to die.
What?
It's Inigo, not Enrique.
It's Inigo. Right. You're right. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
All right.
I just knew it was a dude.
Which we're not sure about with you. Look at those cuffs. You cuffing up your jeans?
Inigo Montoya.
You killed my father.
Boy, well, that was prepared the end of
Rory, who are you playing for?
I am playing for Stan by me. Stan.
Oh, my God, that's a diorama.
By me.
That's a fucking... Have you ever seen a diorama? They've done dioramas, or no?
That's an explosive diorama. Like diarrhea.
Machine gun. Bob Seger of machine gun diarrhea jokes. Is that really the first diorama you've ever seen?
This fell out of your thing, TJ. It's a note to yourself, I guess. And it says, get rid of cursed grandpa necktie. Do you know anything about it? Can you explain that? Do we have a cursed necktie in this bag that we're going to force upon an innocent? No.
Why is all your stuff cursed, man?
What do you mean, cursed? I was in Yogi Bear 3D.
I still got to go back. I want to be a Yogi Bear completist. I go back and see 1 and 2 and then 3D.
It's so hard to
again.
Understand.
2D isn't that great.
It's so
1D is awesome.
Understand the final chapter without seeing the penultimate episode of the greatest trilogy of talking bear comedy that's ever existed.
Hang on, I just got two texts from Rory. The first one says, at back door. And the second one says, locked.
I think he was saying, do you want to come play Foursquare? And like kind of baiting you into it. And then when you got out there, he'd be like, sorry, you can't play Foursquare with us. This game's locked.
What I was trying to say was, Doug, if you're trying to fuck me in the butt, no thank you.
Had nothing to do with this show tonight or this venue. It's locked.
My ass is locked.
Yeah. Yeah. Locked. That's how you say it.
Yeah.
To someone who wants to fuck you in the bottom. Say that's it's locked.
That's the best way.
I have a locked
just
butt.
Just a sassy little gay boy turn around going, come on in, but sorry, it's locked.
Then why'd you say come on in?
Well, because the front door. Because
I was hoping you're a vampire.
Because the screen door is open, but the real door is locked. That's right. I'm wearing underwear made of it's a veil. That, guys, I can't be here all the time.
Sit normal and talk your own voice.
Yeah, in a gay accent.
Talk your own voice. Let's play a Leonard Maltin game.
And, if you say so.
Yeah. That's an idea I had.
Okay.
I think it'll be fun. Trying to decide who should start us off here tonight. I'd say Matt's probably like the most wins under
best
his belt,
beard.
Maybe
best, by accident.
Best
but yeah,
beard.
That's probably
best beard and that's about to
wins.
Be shaved. Yes. So let's start with Matt, and then let's go to Rory, and that's TJ will go third
for State of the Union.
Just to kind of.
Plan for the State of the
TJ.
Union.
Just kind of in hopes that if we start over there, those guys will get to talk a little bit. And
okay.
I really want Rory to get in the game tonight. He's just kind of hanging out over there.
Yeah. I don't play by the rules, Doug. Can't wrangle me in.
Stop leaning back in your chair.
Oh, yeah.
Terrified the whole rest of the show.
Four names. I can do it in four names.
Matt, as suggested by at Matt Picasso on Twitter, you're the dog now, man. And that's movies where a person turns into an animal.
Ah.
Or Rich Ridlin suggested Downtown Abbey. Downtown Abbey, and that's a movie where a woman gets oral sex. Oh, hang on. We ran out of those because they don't. It doesn't happen very often.
There's like two.
There's just a few, yeah. At Brian Just Band suggested Walter Mitty. This is a favorite of mine, Walter Mitty, and that of course is movies where Walter Matthau wears mittens.
Oh, that's good.
Grumpy old man.
And N.W. Trout suggested the Notorious B.I.G., and that, of course, is movies with the word big in the title. And there's more than you'd think, unless you think there are a lot.
I think there are an infinite amount.
I'm going to go, you're the dog now, man.
All right, this is movies where a person turns into an animal. And your year options are, would you like a movie where a person turns into an animal from 85 or 2006?
Let's go 85.
Okay. Deep.
Deep cuts.
3 stars from Leonard.
No.
From this movie that he calls Overlong. Not a great clue, because he says that about anything that's over 95 minutes. But generally entertaining, he says. And he says the movie has thunderous music. Just thunderous. And he lists a whopping 7 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? Person turns into an animal.
Oh. I'm going to go none.
Wow. 0 names?
Yeah.
You think you know what movie it is already?
I'm going to roll the fucking dice, man.
Oh, the dice man.
Oh! I think it's this.
Roll
she blew
dice.
Me.
I say what? Zero.
Hickory, hickory, cock.
Misogyny. Oh!
What do you think there, Roy? Can you go negative names? Do you think you know the motion picture that we're talking about?
I think that...
You've got a I think you have a chia chin.
I think that
it's
I do know it.
It's very chia style, your beard.
I don't know it, I honestly.
So just say to Matt, name it, hope he's going to get this wrong.
He's more than likely going to get it right.
You think? Matt? You're confident in him?
Matt, why don't you name Listen, that motherfucker,
you,
bro?
If you want to go negative names, I'll go deeper. If you want to open that hole, I'll find my way in as long as it's unlocked.
This is unorthodox.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying.
I think Rory already made up his mind.
Okay, go ahead.
And Matt is going to say the name of this movie right now, blow everyone away.
Teen Wolf?
Point to Rory.
Can I say something? I was gonna say Teen Wolf. 1985, that was Back to the Future.
Yeah!
That was BTTF. That was BTTF.
This motion picture is called Lady Hawk.
Mm. Oh, shit.
And featured Michelle Pfeiffer as a lady.
And a hawk.
Who would turn into a hawk.
Mm. And Rutger Hauer as a man that would turn into a wolf. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't bone because animals that are different animals can't bone.
I used to love sitting around every Christmas.
Are there scenes of them trying?
We'd gather around.
Yeah.
Every Christmas we'd gather around and watch Lady Hawk together. That was just such a... Michelle Pfeiffer, that's her best role. And we would, that's sort of a family thing, you know? We'll do it on fucking Halloween or Labor Day. We don't give a fuck. We'll do it on fucking Memorial Day. We'll do it on President's Day.
You get to pick a category, TJ. And then we will go to...
Lady Hawk was like 83
Rory.
Years
Rory.
Lady Hawk.
At Internet Mayor suggested two-timing bitch. Mm. And that's... dog movies that have a sequel. Dog movie sequels.
That's good. That's solid.
At Serve Crow suggested The Kurt Locker. The Kurt Locker. And that's Kurt Russell movies that Leonard gave the bomb designation to. There's only three in his storied career. And
I'll take that one.
All right, I'll tell you the third one. You can change
it. But I'm not going to listen to it. I'm going to hum the theme song to your show.
At Snitty, Snitty suggested Pineapple Express. And that's motion pictures where someone...
Doug loves movies.
...throws
Doug
fruit.
Loves movies.
Someone throwing fruit.
TJ, I think he has to pay for that now.
All right, sorry.
So you just cost Doug like 10 grand. Probably 10 grand.
I do charge a lot for the licensing of that song.
That's a popular one. DJ Jazzy Jeff.
I'm going to live in Matt Bronger's beard. It's the only safe place.
Which one do you want to do, Kurt?
I'll do the Kurt Russell one, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't hear the last one. You can read it again if you want to, but I think you probably better go with
that. No, they'll sing Stairway to Heaven.
This is a Kurt Russell movie from 2001. 2001 that Leonard says is a bomb. He says this movie has a potentially clever idea that degenerates into an overlong.
What year?
2001.
Got it.
Overlong, bloody, boar.
Ooh.
B-O-A-R
or B-O-R-E? Awful, bloody, boar.
And is it B-O-R-E or B-O-A-R?
B-O-R-E.
I can't understand a word you're saying, but I know you got it.
Okay.
Boar.
Got it. And he lists 13 names.
How many think you could get in?
I don't know what that voice was.
13.
I like it, Rory.
I'm gonna go with 12 names.
Fuck! Fuck! God damn it! Make the move you're supposed to make.
You knocked over the diorama.
Make the move you're supposed to make.
You don't leave anything to chance.
He's the Bobby Fischer of the Leonard Maltin game.
Just when you think you got him. Nope.
Matt?
I'll do five names.
Oh, yeah. Here
I'll
we
jump
go.
I'll jump down a little bit. I think I might know what it is.
Listen to yourself.
Five
your
names,
instinct.
He says, TJ.
Every decision is a
bunch of goddamn
rationality and instinct. Use your instinct in perfect balance with your rationality. Don't make the wrong move. Don't make the wrong move.
I will break you.
I'm on tour in February. TJ Miller does not have a website.com.
Four names.
Four names, he says, ladies and gentlemen. That's exciting. Rory?
Name.
No.
I thought you were going to say nine names.
Nine.
You can't go up.
100 names.
Nine.
All of the names. Crew, I want to know everybody.
Every name there is.
9,000 names. You bring this on yourself, TJ. You're about to lose not only the point, but the game, because Rory is going to get the point if you can't name this
movie. Am I Doug?
Yeah. That's what I think is about to happen.
Well, why don't you go ahead and read me
told
the year of the
it.
Film and the description. I'll tell you exactly what that movie was.
Okay.
Rory,
here we go.
Scoville. And
you're about
Matt
to drink from a can that's
Runger.
Been crushed like it's empty.
Quiet, Doug, and read!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sorry, everybody.
Oh, you don't even want to know what happened over here. Listeners, we're not even ever going to tell you what happened. You'll just have to wonder forever what just happened.
I didn't see, but I think Rory took a real fizzy piss. Yeah. I think he peed fizzy on the ground.
Oh,
so
look out.
There's
it's
an attack.
Creeping towards you. There
it's
you go.
Heading right towards her.
Yeah.
In a way, this is
so
a moment
sorry.
For you to drink alcohol in a way that you'd never have or could again.
Here, you get in this chair. This is the right thing.
That's
come on.
Very
this
happy.
Is the right
yeah,
thing.
Sit there.
This is the right thing. No, they don't need to see. I didn't want them here. No, get in that chair.
That's very.
I deserve
very
this.
Graceful, very graceful. Yeah, you deserve to be in a land of no chairs.
You can sit on my leg. It's not a big deal.
No, this feels
with no.
This
chairs.
Feels more confident as a posture.
3,000 miles. No chair land.
Oh,
he's taking
I'll,
it. Back.
I'll use half of it.
Oh, there. That's.
God,
that's,
I'm not that's taking graceful. The whole thing.
That's elegant. That's graceful. That's gracelandful.
This is the physicality of this game going 19 days.
Has this ever, this game ever gone this fast?
It's going to be over. So that's why I'm letting everybody drag this out. I'll read the clues again, TJ. Leonard says it's a bomb.
I am so sorry, you guys. In a way, I
Years
feel like
2001.
I am this movie. Yeah, it was about
Kurt
the time
Russell.
I realized I was such a failure.
Kurt Russell's in this. Is one of the three bombs
know,
of his
I know.
Career.
Trust me, listen, I've had a lot of problems in my life. A lot of problems. You understand? A lot of
potentially
problems.
Potentially clever idea.
Yeah. You think.
Degenerates.
Listen, you've had a lot of problems.
Into an
right?
overlong.
It just goes, yeah, it goes on and you thought
bloody
it was.
Bloody.
Yeah.
And bloody awful.
You think you're so powerful and then you
Four.
Just feel so little. I guess my guess is...
And your four names are Paul Anka.
Weird one.
What?
Yeah, I
Paul Anka.
That's awesome.
I think you're
David
reading.
K.
That's a headline banner. That's a banner ad.
Hang on. It gets better. You ready? Ice-T.
Oh, shit.
And Bokeem Woodbine. Are your four names
oh,
that
Bokeem.
Were in this movie.
Bokeem, you foiled me again. Now... Look, I've had a lot of problems this whole show. I mean, not. I thought they were going to be little problems, big deal. But I did. I had some problems I thought got out of hand. And I also think I thought I was really powerful or I was coming to power in the whole game. And I ended up feeling much smaller than I thought I really was. So I guess my guess is I'm big trouble in Little China.
Come on. I'm terrible that
I
game.
I know in your head you're so excited that you were going to say it that way and then be correct.
No, I wasn't. I just accurately...
That's a good movie, that Big Trouble.
It is a great movie, but I think I just did... My answer was Leonard Maltin would have given the same review to my answer and performance just then.
3,000 Miles to Graceland, all words...
Motherfucker!
All words that I said repeatedly right next to you over and over again while Rory was fucking around with that chair.
Yeah, but you were like, let's smoke 3,000 joints after this. Come on, there's a Graceland ahead
in
of us.
In Graceland.
Remember? Yeah, exactly. You're like, Miles, we'll get Miles high. Miles.
That was really fun. I really enjoyed doing that. But also that means that Rory is our winner.
Yeah! Fuck yeah.
Hey!
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, you did it, Rory.
Fuck yes. Give me my chair!
Thank you.
So who were you playing for again?
Did it for Stan.
Stan?
Stand by me.
Wait, come on, Stan.
I just pointed at the wrong guy. Me and another guy had an emotional moment.
Come Stan get your was prize like, back, Stan. Congratulations.
Pleasure. It was.
Yeah, he's taking the name tag back because when you have something that works, why would you... It's probably covered in beer, though, Stan. Sorry about that.
Yeah, ring it out.
And Matt, could you pass me your name tag?
Yes,
Matt's Stan. Probably got a shit in on the back, I'm guessing. TJ, settle down.
TJ, we know yours.
Okay. Try not to think about it because now that we've got a little extra time, we're going to play a bonus game.
Right.
What? This never happened.
Fuck yes.
I'm being quiet.
Fuck!
Yeah, we're not fucking around.
Fuck!
Yes. It is bonus game time. It's a game I like to call the Seth Rogen game, a.k.a. Last Man Stanton.
Yeah.
Always gets very polite golf applause. Because it is a fun game to play. Have you guys played like on car trips or anything? Super fun. Everyone
sounds like
nope.
It's really fun.
Nope, we walked here. So what we're going to do, gentlemen, is since Rory won that whole shebang, we'll let him go first, and then we'll go to Matt, and then we'll go to TJ, because I want to continually punish him for his behavior. Do you want another beer, buddy?
Yeah, can I?
Yeah, go grab another beer real quick, like just while I'm describing the rules of how
I'm
this
good.
Works.
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, water be great. Yeah. Water?
Thanks. I got water. I'm good on the water, but
perfect. So everybody's fine.
But if we just say out loud, TJ needs another beer, one will come flying in.
Really?
Yeah. Bullshit. Well, hopefully not flying in.
It's not true, really?
Yeah, I think it'll happen.
I don't believe in such
magic. I have faith.
Magic.
I have faith.
If we let you leave,
Rory
the stage,
wants $1,000.
And here it is.
Know. I'll try.
Oh, Matt wants a gingerbread house.
Also, this genie thinks that everything is above
Rory,
mine.
Why does Rory affect that weird voice when he's recording?
It's who
something?
I really am.
No.
Hey. And I want money.
Oh, two. That's not a good idea. Yeah. Oh, one for each of them. And water for Mr. Bronger.
I mean, this is pretty much water.
Dad joke.
Dad joke.
Drinker.
Dad joke. Sex in a sailboat, fucking too close to water. Remember that?
I do not. I do not.
I am sorry. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
You can never be too close to water when making love.
You can fly too close to the sun, though. Icarus knew that, didn't he?
We're going to get the name.
Those wings will become candles faster than you can snap your wax fingers.
Thanks, buddy.
We're going to get a name from somebody in the audience of an actor or an actress or a director with a large body of work, a lot of films, then all four of us, I'm going to play two, are going to take turns naming movies that were that person was involved in.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's harder than you'd think.
I know. I lost this game before.
That was such an incredible noise to make ever. Just, oh. Because that's how I felt, but I didn't know how to vocalize it. And then in a moment's notice, my mind was like, what could, how would it? And Rory's like, oh. I love it.
You, right now, you look like you cry glitter.
I do. And whenever I come home, my wife is like, you've been at the strip club. You've got glitter all over your face. And I say, bitch, you'll never find out.
Watching a sad movie.
I was at a unicorn field that you'll never find the location of.
Whoa. Oh. Guys.
Who throws money?
Is it $1,000?
It's only a dollar.
The guys, but he's about to throw 8,999 more paper airplanes.
All just rubber band into a baseball.
Don't.
Towards your head.
Don't.
This was the best delivery, a goddamn stealth bomber. Oh, you need a dollar? There's one! In your face!
Do not fucking throw a gingerbread house at my head. Please don't.
As much as you want one.
I can't have that happen again in my life. Once is enough. That's how I got this scar.
Uh-oh. Oh, Jesus. TJ's dropping money like he's going to the champagne room.
That was the original thing I was going to give out.
And you switch it to the cursed tie?
The curse.
Stan, are you still with us? Okay, good. All right, so where's some random dude at? Where's the some random dude sign at? Since he blew out your...
He's behind you. He's got a visor on.
Oh, hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
Have we done Will Ferrell yet? I don't think so. Have we? I don't think so. So we're going to do it tonight.
It's a good one.
Oh, God.
Will Ferrell movies. Holy shit. Wow. Rory, go. Name any Will Ferrell movie.
Anchorman.
Good one.
Thank you.
But we're going to need the full title.
You need full title?
Yeah.
The Anchorman?
There's a colon.
Anchorman.
Ron.
I just keep.
Colon.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Can I switch?
I mean, no. I'm going to give you this one.
Okay.
Because you it was kind of you stepped into it, because you would have said a different movie if you knew that you had to say the whole title.
Thank you.
The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
No. Well, Doug's out.
Doug's out. Matt, your turn.
Even
if you
were
down, it would go TJ.
It wasn't even my turn. Matt, what do you got?
Night of the Roxbury.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
TJ.
Everything Must Go.
Ooh.
Good one.
That's very nice.
Oh, was I supposed to name a movie?
Did we give you Sleepy Time beer?
That's solid.
No, I can't try.
I'm going to go with my personal favorite, Blades of Glory.
Really?
Blades of Glory. Yeah, I love that movie some reason.
Really?
I love it, yeah.
Why?
I don't know why. I think it's
a strange
everything
thing.
About it makes me laugh.
Sorry.
Glory.
Kanye West loved it.
Talladega Nights.
Full title, please.
Son of a bitch!
Oh, you keep stepping in a bear trap.
I walked into it. I walked right into it like a goddamn...
Let me give you a clue.
Okay.
It's not the legend of anyone.
The story. Story? The story of Will Ferrell's character. Is it the Ricky Bobby story?
No!
Or the story of Ricky Bobby? The life of Ricky, the life and times of Richard Bobbitt. Richard William Bobbitt. The Rickards Bobbitts story of the life.
Got it. Yeah, that's it. Got it.
And it's confirmed.
I think it's all in there. It's the, what is it, the ballad of Ricky Bobby?
The ballad! Fucking.
It doesn't matter. The ballad wasn't even as good as any of the ones that you did. Right? God damn it.
I'm gonna give it to him, though, because that was so much fun.
No, it's good.
Points!
I love the ballad of Richard Bobby.
Bobbitt.
Richard
Bobbitt. Bobbitt.
The life.
The life.
The life at the end.
Comma, the life.
What do you got, Matt?
Step Brothers.
Yes.
Great movie.
Nice.
TGGA. Haven't you been in a movie with Will Ferrell?
The Goods.
Full title.
You were, TJ, you were in that movie.
Listen. Listen, Matt, it's time for you to know no one likes me.
Okay? Do you know the movie I was in? It's called Chinese Stories Book 3. Look it up.
Really?
I know the whole title, yeah.
Wait, you were in a movie called
Asian Stories Book 3.
Yeah. So you did know it.
Yeah.
You said Chinese Stories.
Same thing.
It's just more specific.
Just a classic I've been in movies conversation.
By Hard Seller.
You didn't want to be in that movie.
The Goods. It's just The Goods. By Hard Seller. So
I'll take By Hard and Sell Hard. It's not right, though, right?
Live Hard, Sell Hard.
Live Hard, Sell Hard. But I'm, you know, each of you gets one gimme when it comes to the rest of the title after the colon. I don't know if there are any more.
This game is unforgiving.
I'm going to say Elf.
Go on.
Rory?
Stranger Than Fiction.
Nice. Ooh, yeah.
That's the story of
a salesman that was written about.
Nice. All right, Matt.
Austin Powers, Man of Mystery.
Ooh. That's sneaky. What do you got there, TJ?
Zoolander.
Yeah, I knew that one. That would gateway you to that. That was a good one.
Fair enough.
That's a pretty clever move. I'm going to go with my second favorite of all of Will Ferrell's work, and that's called Old School.
Yeah.
Love that movie. When he gets that tranquilizer dart in the neck. God damn it. Rory.
Casa de mi Padre.
Yeah.
Woo! I'm glad you said it, because I wouldn't have remembered that.
That's a true one.
Oh, I just thought of another one. Matt?
Wedding Crashers.
That's the one I thought of! Why did
Superstar.
We both think of that right there?
Superstar.
Yeah.
Wow, breakneck pace.
I want to get him trying to get him to do it.
Right.
Can he do it? Can he do it?
Melinda and Melinda.
Yeah.
Whoa! Oh shit, Rory.
Starsky and Hutch.
Nice. Nicely done.
Oh, Bewitched. Pulled that right out of my ass like a magic trick from Bewitched.
TJ.
It is just the one where he gets hit in the dick with the soccer ball.
That should count.
No.
Hashtag count. Team TJ.
Hold on, no, it doesn't. But you all know what I'm saying.
3 seconds.
It's a ball.
Two.
It hit his dick.
One.
It's on a soccer field.
It's called
Dick Soccer Field Balls.
You're out. Kicking and screaming.
Fuck.
Rory.
The Other Guys.
Oh, good one. The Other Guys. Matt.
Shit. Oh. Anchorman 2.
Full title.
That's my freebie.
That's right. You did
nice.
Get one.
The legend of his burgundy boner.
Good freebie play. That got an applause break. Your freebie play got a little respect from the crowd. On freebie.
Anchorman 2 card. Mustache Bonanza.
Mustache Bonanza.
It was actually The Legend Continues? Okay.
Was that all it was?
Yeah, right. And it was also Live Hard, Sell, How to Train You, whatever. But,
shit. Kicking and Everything Must Go. Whatever.
Screaming.
All right. So, shit. I am fucked. Because I can't. Oh, man. Oh, Lord. He popped in on more than one movie where he just shows up for a while at the end. I'm going to take a wild guess and see if it plays out in my favor and say The Internship. He shows up in it?
Yep.
Yes!
Oh, wow. Balls.
Blind tiger, Doug Benson, at the last second.
What have you got, buddy?
I'm trying to see if I can somehow do the same math. All of a sudden, I'm like, all right. What has Vince Vaughn done recently? I'm going to go total shot in the dark because it seems like it would work.
Mm-hmm.
Walk Hard.
Oh.
The
full title, of course.
I know. I know. I wish I had a Freebsters.
I can't believe some of the audience is like full title.
Dewey.
Fucking assholes.
Yeah, somebody said it very like villainous.
Full title.
Title.
Full title. Neil before Zod, full title.
All right, so you're out, Rory.
Wait, is that, am I really, is he not in there?
Can you say it? I don't even know if he's in it, but can
walk,
you even
Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story.
Yeah. Great job. You did it.
Is he in it?
Don't leave, don't leave, don't
is
leave.
Is he in it?
You're still in it.
I don't think he's in it, though.
Oh, fuck.
I just want to say, I'm serious. That was one of the greatest moments of performance art I've ever seen in my life. A man being like, yes, I fucking did it. And the entire audience is like, yeah. And then Doug's like, no, he didn't. And you're like, yeah, he did. And he's like, well, thank you very much. It's, what poise, what grace. I love it. God, why do these have to be games? Why can't they just be playing about?
Oh, fuck.
Why must there be winners and losers?
Why wasn't he in that?
Yeah, because he lost.
What do you got, Matt?
I got it. I can't remember the goddamn name.
Oh, shit.
Don't say Walk
it's
Hard.
It's kicking and screaming.
No, it's not.
Describe it to us.
It's the basketball one.
Oh, right.
I want to say.
Yeah. Settle.
Settle.
Shut the fuck up. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
No, Rory.
Settle down.
Shut your mouth.
Rory, be cool.
Shut your mouth.
Don't rile Rory up.
Don't rile me. Do not rile me.
Ah! Oh, fuck. Man. Semi-pro?
Yeah!
Yeah! Oh, God. Oh! It's so much pressure.
I wish I had champagne.
Was Will Ferrell... a voice.
Wait, does that count?
Yes, it fucking does. Was he a voice in Mastermind?
Yes! Yeah, yes. He was. Brad Pitt and Will Ferrell, right? Oh, full title? Oh, that's the wrong title, they say. This side says wrong title.
Doug, full title, please.
No, it's wrong title. I'm getting the title wrong.
Yeah, hey, here's a good
the
way to...
of mind is the answer.
You piece of shit.
But Matt...
here's a great way to end the podcast.
Matt wouldn't have thought of that.
You would have. Come
and
on.
And I got it wrong, so Matt is our winner.
Hey!
He must have been a voice in some other cartoon, too, right?
Mastermind.
Horton Hears a Who. God damn it, I thought of that one for a second.
He's in the Lego movie that's coming out, too.
Curious George, the producer.
Jesus, that's
did you say Jesus Christ?
Wait, did he say we were really off by 2,000 movies?
Land of Jesus.
That guy said
it's usually a handful. It's usually like 10 movies we can't
He said Curious George.
That guy,
I'm pretty sure it's Curious.
That guy had Curious George bottled up inside of himself for so long. All day he's like, if anyone ever asks anything about it, I'll yell it as hard as my heart desires. And then we didn't say it. And the end, you're like, Curious George! There's no wonder about whether or not you occupy my heart.
Got any plugs, TJ?
I'm doing a national tour in February. TJ Miller does not have a website.com. www.tjmillerdoesnothaveawebsite.com for dates. It's all over the United States. What fun. Why not get together?
Matt Bronger.
Talk about how upset you were about my performance on this show.
You're like the Philip Plugster.
Go, man.
Oh, when does this come out?
Now.
Okay. Saturday, February 1st, Dana Gould and I are taking our Bukkake of Smiles tour to the Sketchfest in San Francisco. So.
Oh, that's why you're going to shave tomorrow?
Yeah, because I got Bukkake.
Yeah.
Right. Of Smiles.
Rory?
I'm going to be in New York City at Subculture Theater February 8, 9, 10, and 11 to prepare to shoot a special in Charleston, South Carolina, February 21st and 22nd, 2014.
Go.
Because
Go.
I don't know Go. Why I'm posed like this.
And then try to come to my dad's office for birthday cake day. And
where's your dad's office?
Charleston, South Carolina, February 21st and 22nd.
Are you doing your special in your father's office?
It's expensive to rent places.
DougLovesMovies.com for dates, deets, and links. And Rory, can you come back as our winner? Can you come back and compete again next week? Next Tuesday?
Yes.
He's back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have Rory. Yay. Rory Scovel will be back. Thanks again to TJ Miller and Matt Bronger. And as always, the is a shithead.
And so is some random guy.
And I don't know where this comes from, but I'm going to say it. Tom Hanks is a shithead.
That is not true.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of both his viewing prowess makes him foggy. There's no room.